I'm nervous here. Good morning.
God bless you. I enjoy this morning here, and I will try to make you feel confidence of what God do in my life. I'm gonna, if you have your Bible, you could begin with Four Chronicles 4:9-11, please.
We're planning this service on the fly, so bear with us. This reading is from Chronicles 4, chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldst bless me and enlarge my border, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from harm so that it might not hurt me." And God granted what he asked. Chaleb, the brother of Shuha, was the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton.
So does mean we beg, we pray. We pray to the Lord when we need something. And sometimes Lord is answer, and sometimes we didn't see his answer. And sometimes yes. And that has happened with me. Because when that has happened, I didn't know how God gonna answer my praise. Because they say God given blessing with money, blessing with excellent things, economic and all things. And I asked God, how are you going to bless me? And the kind God's bless me is taking me to a lugar. That means sometimes for us when God answer our prayer, sometimes we doesn't like how it is. Because it doesn't think how we think. When I reach to a lugar, I spent maybe 6 months for adoption. And in that 6 months, sometimes I begin to cry. Because I have to make that transition to know where's the place God take me. In that moment, I don't see the blessing. In that moment, I don't even imagine in my head I'm going to be in Canada and maybe 25 years after or maybe 30 speaking about the lugar. But that make me change. And share about or share what God give you is the same thing you do for me in a lugar. Maybe here is not a one of you, or maybe he could be one of those, or maybe. So could help us or help me when I be before in a lugar. And I came here to say thanks. Thanks for helping the kids. Thanks because the seed you put in and the land or our country is getting given fruit.
That's right.
Given a fruit, 100%, at 200%. It's not easy because that make time. That means so many times you are not gonna see what you put it or what you put it on the floor or you sembrar. Solar in the ground. Sometimes you are not gonna see it fast. It's need time. Okay, the same time is life for our kids in our country in El Hogar. It's not easy way. When I see that, in a Spanish book, they say, "Dame de tus bendiciones, ensancha mi territorio, Que tu mano esté conmigo en lo que emprendiere. Que tu mano me libre de todo mal. Your hands, Jesus, your hands have to hold me. Your hands take care of me. Your hands supply what I need. When people see me reach to a lugar, I say, wow, because I am the first black one there. That's make me special. That's make me special. And I laugh, and I feel strange. I say, what am I doing here? And God bless me there. Because God bless me, because God bless you, so you could bless me. That is the way God works. Because God bless you, just like the word say right now. And you have blessing. I say, okay, I'm going to sponsor a kid from El Hogar. That mean you're sharing what God give to you. And that mean for me and my country, I receive the blessing from where you receive it. Because you're giving for a sponsor myself. And I am so grateful because you helped me. But it still is a lot of work to do, Yanda. It's not easy. Because in our country, I see your kids here, and as I remember my own kids in my home. And we have to try to protect them. We say, Jesus, send your angel around them. Take care of them. Because the kind of life in our country is with you going out so many times that you don't know if you're coming back or not. Because it's a tough how we live it. But what is the thing I want to say in this morning to you? If God is blessing you, he's blessing it because you share with others what God gave you. And that is the difference. That's why your land gonna be more wide. The space or the area where you work is gonna be more wide. I don't think I'm gonna be here. That means God make more wide my space where I work. When they tell me I'm gonna come to Toronto, I say, I don't believe them. Are you going to stay at United States and then after today? I say, I don't believe them. But that make us or make me come here to explain to you, to say thanks, to explain to you, to say you're going to get or you spending or you putting money in a good place. In Hogar is a home. The name is home. Just like the kids say there, it's love. It's you or not imagine how difficult it is to say love. Because sometimes we listen here, our mother say, I love you. I don't hear that from my mother. I don't hear that from her. But, it's different. She caring care of me. And now, when I grow in my own kids, I say, Chantal, I love you. Josue, I love you. Brian, I love you. So, the thing could change. But I learned that in El Hogar. Show me that. So that begin to make the difference. I learned in El Hogar two technical careers. I am a welder. I am a plumber. And I use it for work in my own homes. I don't have to be now. I say, wow. My mother is happy because when I finish from El Hogar, I begin to build our home. And I begin to do what I learned in El Hogar. And she enjoys, she feels happy. And that makes me feel proud because I could do it. But I could do it because somebody cared for me. And that means maybe if you do it. On the only you put, it doesn't matter. It is $5, it is $100, it is $1,000, it doesn't matter. But It changed life. And that make a difference. And another example I have about the Bible is about 2 Kings 4, chapter 4. Don't read it. 2 Kings 4, then speak about the oil. Oil means aceite. And say the oil all the time is fluent. It's already okay, the word fluent. Okay. If you share the blessing God gave you, the oil all the time is going to be for you. All the time you're going to be blessed from God. If you share what God gave you, all the time you're going to have oil in your home. That means you're going to have money. That means you're going to have love. That means God's going to care for everything for you if you share what God gave you. I thought when I read that the first time, maybe the lie. But I test God. Probé a Dios. It's already say test. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to share. I sponsor 3 kids from El Hogar too. And one day come and he say, "Oh, Bennett, thanks." I look, "Thanks why?" "Because you sponsor me in El Hogar and the institute." I say, "I?" He say, "Yes, thanks." So you could see sometimes you don't know who you're blessing to. But when you share, you're going to be blessing to. No, I don't know if you are understanding what I try to say to you. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Say with your head yes. Or if you don't understand, please say no, because I think it. So maybe I am not saying the right word. Because the thing is this. A lot of time we think only for us, for I need, and you grab it, I need. They say the oil is flowing all the time. You get one pan, it put another, and it's only one bottle. Because God asks her, "What do you have in your home?" She say, "One small pot. At oil." "Okay, find another pot. How many pots you have? Put all inside." And the oil begin. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just like the same thing with the fish. "What you have? Only 5 fish. 5 fish could eat 5,000 people? No, but God do it. It's the same thing with the oil. And it's the same thing when you put seed. And a good floor is going to give a lot of 250, 17% blessing. That's make the difference. This one, yes.
Segunda de Reyes 4, 8, 16.
4, 8, 16.
I understood all that Spanish. Okay. Listen for the word of God. This is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 through 17. One day, Elisha went on to Shunem, where a wealthy woman lived, who urged him to eat some food. So whenever he passed that way, he would turn in there to eat food. And she said to her husband, "Behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God who is continually passing our way. Let us make a small roof chamber with walls and put there for him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp, so that whenever he comes to us, he can go in there." One day he came there, and he turned into the chamber and rested there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite." When he had called her, She stood before him, and he said to him, "Say now to her, 'See, you have taken all this trouble for us. What is to be done for you? Would you have a word spoken on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army?'" She answered, "I dwell among my own people." And he said, "What then is to be done for her?" Gehazi answered, "Well, she has no son, and her husband is old." He said, "Call her." And when he had called her, she stood at the doorway. And he said, "At this season, when the time comes round, you shall embrace a son." And she said, "No, my lord, O man of God, do not lie to your maidservant." But the woman conceived, and she bore a son about that time the following spring, as Elisha had said to her.
Thanks. That is exactly part I want. God all time provide exactly things you need in that moment. God provide us for help. God provide her the kids she want in our, so the, how was it, she, God provide so she could burn, so could give life her own. God provide using you to myself so I could give life to the child in el hogar, to the people to el hogar, to share to you how grateful is the people from our country, from the institute, from the farm, because you help us. People, I say thanks to you for helping us. Thanks for believe in the vision. Have Margot here. Okay. Thanks for the vision God put on her for help us, Yanda. I see, and I came here, and I see it's not an easy way, but I enjoy because kind of sense, all kind of money, all kind of things you send back, Yanda, then use it well. I be a testimony of that because God gave me the chance, and I hope, in the future, maybe we'll bring other too, so you could see as God answer every prayer we make, God make the answer. Thanks in this morning. God bless you.